IRL Offline Evo 2020 has been canceled, but Evo is not leaving us with nothing because they have stated that there is going to be an online version of Evo, and that's going to be quite the undertaking.
We are sadly canceling Evo 2020 at Mandalay Bay and refunding all purchased tickets. But to keep the Evo spirit alive, we're bringing the event online this summer. More information coming soon. The health and well-being of our community is our highest priority. We hope everyone stays safe during this time, the Evo team.
I forget if it's Evo 18 or 19. I think it would have been 18 officially because I believe 2002 was the first one. So this is the first time in that many years that the event is not happening in the way that we have grown accustomed to over the years. I mean, you know, from the early days of sort of starting at UCLA and then moving to the Cal Poly Pomona Ballroom for 2003, 2004, and getting, you know, going from, let's say, 500 to 1,000 people, then, you know, moving to Vegas, which, you know, what seemed like, I mean, that was probably the biggest risk, you know, that maybe that they ever took. I don't know. Maybe up until 2020. And, you know, over the years, it's gathered more and more people. I mean, obviously, the explosion, the renaissance of fighting games in 2009 with the debut of Street Fighter 4, which was over 10 years ago now. And, you know, attendance has been steadily climbing. I believe about 14, 15,000 people were expected to have shown up this year in Vegas. I mean, the lineup was already announced. And but this is something that is clearly outside of anybody's control. And, you know, I don't think anybody was surprised that it got canceled. So the big surprise was that they're going to have an online component. There were not a lot of details. I personally have no inside knowledge. I was as surprised as everybody else. I think it'll be interesting and also a tremendous undertaking to execute something like this.
A logistical nightmare, because if you think about it, showing up and doing pools is a well-oiled machine. It is not new, and those are still nightmarish to get people in, to get them checked in, to orchestrate the brackets, to do all the times. They train the bracket runners, like you get like a little referee jacket, everything, and now, you know, some people rely on that as they're kind of like their summer income. I know a lot of people, they'll take on like 6 to 8 brackets, and that's like their little stimulus package, if you will, to do the fighting game tournament.
Yeah, I mean, that would definitely pay for a good chunk of your trip or something. It definitely helps. But here's the thing. Now you don't have the expense, the ginormous that's expense of paying for, you know, flight, hotel, you know, for let's say 4 to 5 days on the strip, plus eating there, plus drinking, gambling, whatever sort of Vegas debauchery that you would have gotten into this year, which realistically may not even exist at the time that, you know, Evo was scheduled for, or offline Evo was scheduled for, you know, July 31st to August 2nd, because Vegas is, you know, is starting to gradually reopen. Technically, I guess you could say it starts today because they've eased the stay at home orders back down to safer at home suggestions or whatever. But things are going to, the casinos are going to start opening in the middle of the month. and things will start to gradually open. But I think that, you know, large scale events, heavily crowded nightclubs, heavily crowded strip clubs, I think probably will still be on the recovery phase around that time anyways. So
no touch strip clubs are on the rise.
I mean,
it's a new industry now, ladies and gentlemen, or, and whatever you identify as. The no touch is the new norm. So whatever
right.
you were used to,
yeah.
rise it.
now, actually, it's a lot easier for people like me to go because now I don't have as much to, I don't have as much to make me feel uncomfortable or inadequate. 6 feet, 6 feet away. 6 feet away, everybody.
6 feet away.
Don't you
this
come over here.
Will happen at a comfortable distance.
Just keep on walking, lady.
Yeah. That's just all in fun because Las Vegas is known, right? That it's a city of debauchery. What happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So I'm interested to see how the kind of lifts and the new climate will affect the city. I mean, the locusts are probably out of control right now because no one's there to clear them out, you know?
Yes. It's, well, the strip has been shut down since mid-March, and it's going to be a gradual process, but, you know, it's going to take a long time for everything to recover, if it ever does, right? Vegas specifically, yeah. You know, relies heavily, more so than probably any other city in North America, on tourism.
Yes.
And all of the hotels, all of the gambling, I mean, this stuff is all at risk. And to me, there's probably going to be a lot of it that doesn't come back. Who knows? This could be the beginning of the end for Vegas, because if you cannot yeah. hold large scale events in Vegas, then there's significantly less reason to come. And I'm not talking about events like Evo. I'm talking about everything, you know, everything from Evo to big conventions like CES, to using the T-Mobile Arena, to the new Allegiant Stadium where the Raiders are going to play. I mean, if
UFC.
UFC, yeah. It's, you know, so I'm sure there's going to be experiments with running stuff at like 25 to 50% capacity, but really it's going to change the way that live events are, I think, for the foreseeable future. I mean, and we're all going to pay the price.
Yes. Now, speaking of paying the price and ways that you can support TOs, so lots of events have been moved. The Toronto CPT event's been moved. Combo Breaker's gone. You know, I imagine CEO's canceled.
Actually, CEO's canceled. I saw today that, I don't know if it was today, but CEO moved their dates to mid-December.
Okay, so everything's getting shuffled around. I would recommend to support those TOs, buy a merch, gift some merch to your friends, like grab a shirt. It's not a lot, but God, I don't even, they must have insurance, right? Evo? I don't know.
I
imagine
have,
it's
I have
a hit.
No idea.
I know. So us as people, the first thing I heard about the kind of wave of this happening was Jeff the Hero said his hotel yes. got refunded.
Yeah, I think Jeff the Hero broke the story.
Yeah. And then everything started getting refunded. So hopefully you guys have ways that you can refund your flight, ways that you can refund your hotel. The Evo tickets did get announced. Pretty sure, I'm like 98% sure I read that the refunds from Evo for your tickets are automatic.
Yeah, I think the hotels are as well. So that would mean that the only thing that you really have to kind of get figured out is the flights. But the thing is, I mean, basically, I don't know that there's been legislation or anything, but as far as I can tell, like, all of the airlines are being flexible in this time because, you know, they're trying to get that bailout money, right? You can't go telling people that they can't get a refund during the pandemic for stuff that was already booked if you're trying to get that bailout money, right?
Yep.
So I don't really think anybody is I don't think any of the people are at a huge financial risk or anything. Definitely Evo as an operation or an organization, certainly there's I'm sure there's all kinds of stuff going on with that. You know, what they're doing with just like automatically refunding people is great, because not every event that got canceled like this did full refunds or is doing full refunds or even has that stuff, you know, already squared away. You know, it sucks. I mean, obviously it sucks that this happened, but it also could be way worse, because there's Ultra Music Festival in Miami. I think they were like, oh yeah, like your ticket is good for next year.
Yeah. Yes. Like, hey,
fuck.
They didn't do your ticket is good for next year. Props, Evo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't do that. Dude,
that's a no.
Dude, like,
that's a PR nightmare.
I got my Coachella ticket refunded. I got EDC refunded. I ain't taking no chances with that. Fuck. See, you get out. You miss me with that. Oh yeah, use your ticket for next year. Bullshit, dude. I'm not. Fuck that. Tomorrow is not guaranteed.
Yes.
At all.
It's gonna be like that episode of Portlandia. Do you remember where they try out the goggles and then the drones go to the Coachella concert? You can do Evo drone rental experience. It's only invitational top 8 to Las Vegas.
You know, I mean, I was doing IRL streaming a couple years ago with the backpack. You know, it's not that different. It's just a drone on a stick, right?
Yep.
But yeah, I mean, who knows? Because here's the other thing. We don't know what it's. We can only speculate, because you might be right. There might be some sort of Evo online series that then culminates into, you know, the top X number of players from each division, each region or whatever, you know, coming to Vegas in person. Maybe. Who knows? Who knows? I have no idea. Literally can only speculate. And there were a lot of people speculating on the interwebs today.
Yeah. Just to go over some reactions, Spooky put out a video today, and I'm just going to paraphrase instead of like exact quoting. He said like, he's very sad. There's going to be more info coming next week. So that'll probably be like what online looks like and sounds like. Kendra wants to have a Discord party. I guess they'll be watching how laggy the matches are. We got Aris. Sorry, I think it's his name wrong. I'm so sorry, Aris. So he said, online means so little to me that I don't see it. Who cares, dude? Online only makes you into a bitch. All you do is complain. But if you have to do it, then I guess do it. And then he said they're probably waiting for like insurance to call before they said they could cancel, or like a government order that happened before they did anything official. Lots of Smash players are just putting in their two cents on YouTube, and they're basically, their reactions were, it's online is too shit and too laggy. Flo gave like a real spicy take where he's like, an online Evo champion is not a real champion. And I was like, oh, so that we'll be writing them off anyway. Because Tupperware said, in before people tell Evo online champs that they aren't even real Evo champions. And Flo was like, I mean, yeah. Oh, and then, okay, I put spicy take for this. What is this spicy take?
Wait, you got to screen share the spicy take.
Isn't it sad that FG net codes as a whole are so bad we can't consider an online tournament legitimate? So just to give you guys a background, if you don't really watch other esports, which is totally common if you are only into fighting games, like people usually generally stick to their sport. But other esports like League of Legends, all of this stuff, they are competing online. Call of Duty, they are competing online. Online is the platform. And so here we have from Lost in the Sauce, isn't it sad that fighting game net codes as a whole are so bad that we can't consider an online tournament legitimate? And I agree, it is kind of sad.
Yeah.